Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government says diplomatic missions are in close contact with Indian nationals in Bangladesh, also monitoring status of minorities amid unrest in neighbouring country. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin dissolves parliament, army implements major reshuffle in senior ranks. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with Fijian counterpart Ratu Viriam Maivalili Katonivere in capital Suva. Indian High Commission issues travel advisory for United Kingdom amid recent disturbances. In Paris Olympics 2024, Neeraj Chopra qualifies for javelin final. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat advances to semi-finals in 50-kilogram freestyle. India is in close and constant touch with its nationals in Bangladesh through its diplomatic missions amid unrest in the neighbouring country. In a Suyamoto statement in both Houses of Parliament over the situation in Bangladesh today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, New Delhi is monitoring the situation with regard to the status of minorities.
We are in close and continuous touch with the Indian community in Bangladesh through our diplomatic missions. We are monitoring the situation with regard to the status of minorities. There are reports of initiatives by various groups and organizations to ensure their protection and well-being. We welcome that, but will naturally remain deeply concerned till law and order is visibly restored.
Dr. Jaishankar informed the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha that presently around 19,000 Indian nationals are in Bangladesh, including 9,000 students. He said the bulk of the students have already returned to India last month on the advice of the High Commission in Dhaka. He said Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina had apparently decided to resign from her post after meeting with leaders of security establishments. He informed that she had requested approval to come to India for the moment and arrived in Delhi last evening.
On 5th August, demonstrators converged in Dhaka despite the curfew. Our understanding is that after a meeting with leaders of the security establishment, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina apparently made the decision to resign. At very short notice, she requested approval to come for the moment to India. We simultaneously received a request for flight clearance from Bangladesh authorities. She arrived yesterday evening in Delhi.
In the last 24 hours, New Delhi has also been in regular touch with the authorities in Dhaka. The External Affairs Minister added that the situation in Bangladesh is still evolving. In Bangladesh, in a major reshuffle in the top level of army, Major General Ziaul Ehsan has been relieved from his post, while Lieutenant General M. Saiful Islam was transferred to the Foreign Ministry. In another development following a unanimous decision made during a meeting between Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin and the chiefs of the three services, Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson Begum Khalida Zia has been released from house arrest, along with representatives from various political parties and civil society. We have more from our Dhaka correspondent.
In Bangladesh, political developments become very fast after fall of Sheikh Hasina-led government. A major reshuffle has taken place in these top positions of Bangladesh Army. Besides, Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson Begum Khalida Zia has been released from house arrest along with representatives from various political parties and civil society. Earlier in the afternoon, the president dissolved the national parliament following a high-stakes meeting with key stakeholders. The atmosphere of anxiety and fear have been prevailing in the political clash of Bangladesh. Nawal Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The Lok Sabha today took up the Finance Bill 2024 for consideration. Initiating the discussion, Dr. Amar Singh of Congress alleged that the union budget has provided relief to only people of higher income groups and has not taken care of middle and lower income groups. Another Congress MP, Deependra Hooda, said FDI has been continuously decreasing in the country. Participating in the discussion, Nishikant Dubey of the BJP said the union budget has proposed abolishing angel tax, which will boost startups and job prospects of youth in the country. TMC MP Mahua Moitro said the union budget has no provisions for the middle class and the poor. NCP SP leader Supriya Sule demanded the withdrawal of GST on life and medical insurance premium. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has clarified that minimum balance is not required for PM Jan Dhan accounts and basic savings bank deposit accounts. She was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha over charges recovered by various banks from account holders for non-maintenance of minimum balance.
Member is talking about banks collecting money for basic minimum balance which is not there in the account. That doesn't apply to PM Jan Dhan accounts and the basic accounts of the poor people. It is only for others whose minimum balance is expected to be a certain level. That is already a very clear statement which we have said in several locations. I'm happy to say it even now.
Later, the House was adjourned for the day. President Draupadi Murmu has departed for Nadi in Fiji after completing official engagements in the capital Suva. After holding bilateral meetings during the day, President Murmu attended a reception hosted by the Fijian president. Earlier, the president held bilateral talks with her counterpart, President Ratu William Maivalili Katonivere, in capital Suva. In a social media post, President Murmu said during the meet, the two leaders discussed ways to further deepen the India-Fiji relationship. We have a report.
After holding a day-long diplomatic and bilateral engagements, President Draupadi Murmu laid the wreath at the National War Memorial and garlanded the bust of Mahatma Gandhi at the Mahatma Gandhi High School in Suva this evening. The president later attended the reception hosted in honor by Fijian President William Katonivere. Speaking at the reception, President Murmu expressed confidence that India and Fiji would further deepen the 75-year-old historic relation and expand the multifaceted engagement.
I would like to express my deep appreciations for the strong democratic ethos in Fiji. Each one of you has a very solemn responsibility for serving the people of this beautiful country. Despite the vast difference in our size, both our countries have much in common, including our vibrant democracies.
President Murmu later departed for Nadi, from where she will embark for Auckland in New Zealand tomorrow to begin the second leg of a three-nation state visit. With Sri Sai Vempathy's report from Fiji, Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for Akashvani News.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Indian High Commission in London has issued an advisory urging citizens to stay vigilant and exercise caution while travelling to the UK in view of recent disturbances in the country. The advisory urged visitors from India to follow local news and advisories issued by local security agencies and to avoid areas where protests are underway. The High Commission of India in London is monitoring the situation closely. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today directed the implementation of the Employment Linked Incentive ELI scheme in a mission mode and stressed on robust mechanism to ensure that the benefits of the scheme reach the true beneficiaries. The Union Minister said the government is committed to creating a sustainable and inclusive employment ecosystem. He said the ELI scheme is designed to facilitate job creation and provide incentives to employers and employees. Dr. Mandavia chaired a meeting on the ELI scheme in which Union Minister of State for Labour and Employment Shobha Karandlaje and senior officials of the ministry and EPFO officials were also present. In Uttarakhand, the rescue operation is almost complete in Kedar Ghati of Rudraprayag district. Helicopter journey to Kedarnath Dham will resume from tomorrow. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today conducted an aerial inspection of the disaster-affected areas of Rudraprayag district. He said the government is working fast to operate the Sri Kedarnath Yatra route.
रेस्क्यू अभियान लगभग पूरा हो चुका है जो हमारा जनजीवन प्रभावित हो गया है सड़क मार्ग पूरी तरह से भूस्खलन के चपेट में आ गया है वैकल्पिक मार्ग पर भी हम पूरी तरह से विचार कर रहे हैं कि वैकल्पिक मार्ग बनाया जाए कुछ नए हेलीपैड बनाए जाए मैं प्रधानमंत्री जी का धन्यवाद करता हूं और गृहमंत्री जी का धन्यवाद करता हूं कि उन्होंने इस मुश्किल समय में हमारा पूरा साथ दिया और अब जल्दी से जल्दी फिर से यात्रा प्रारंभ हो इसके लिए हम सारे प्रयास कर रहे हैं।
Devotees reaching Kedarnath Darshan through helicopter services will be given a discount of 25% in the fare, the cost of which will be borne by the state government. In Gujarat, over 45 dams in the state are overflowing and have been put on high alert. Sardar Sarovar Dam, the largest dam in the state, has reached 60% of its storage capacity. Following torrential rains in South Gujarat, water level is also rapidly increasing in the Okai Dam, one of the largest dams in South Gujarat region. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast heavy rains in some parts of the state on Thursday. In Kerala, the Cabinet Subcommittee camping in the region has directed to intensify search operations on both banks of Chaliyar River. It also directed that the help of the Navy and the Coast Guard may be sought to ensure that the bodies have not flowed into the sea. This evening, 22 unidentified dismembered body parts of landslide victims were interred at the burial site at Puttumala. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu today had an online meeting with the YouTube Global CEO Neil Mohan and Google Asia Pacific head Sanjay Gupta. The Chief Minister mentioned on social media platform X that during the meeting they discussed setting up a YouTube Academy in Andhra Pradesh in collaboration with local partners to foster AI, content development, skill development and certification programs. At the Paris Olympics 2024, Neeraj Chopra started the javelin throw qualification event with a monstrous throw of 89.34 meters and has qualified for the final. We have more details from our correspondent who is covering the Olympics. If you believe that we can make the magic of a day, yeah. If you believe that we can make the magic of a day, yeah.
India's golden boy and athlete extraordinaire, Neeraj Chopra, romped into the final of the javelin competition with a humongous first throw of 89.34 meters, his season's best as he left the field behind during qualifying action at the Stade de France today. Neeraj is the defending Olympics and world champion and considered by many to be on course to repeat his Tokyo heroics.
बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है और एक सेल्फ मोटिवेशन मिलता है अगर अच्छी तरह के साथ क्वालिफाई हो जाए तो लेकिन और थ्रोअर्स ने भी बहुत अच्छी तरह लगाई है तो कंपटीशन तो टफ होने वाला है.
The other Indian in action, Kishore Jena, a silver medalist at the Asian Games, failed to make the cut after a below par throw. Superstar wrestler Vinesh Phogat was on fire today, defeating top seed Yui Suzuki, a four-time world champion in the pre-quarterfinal of the women's 50kg freestyle event, and then getting the better of Oksana Livach to make it to the semis. She is just one win away from a medal. Later tonight, the men's hockey team face off with Germany in a blockbuster semi-final to get a right to play Netherlands in the final. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani from Paris.
The United States Vice President Kamala Harris has formally secured the Democratic presidential nomination. Harris, who became the first Indian American to win the nomination from a major political party, elected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential candidate today. Harris's nomination became official after a 5-day round of online balloting by Democratic National Convention delegates ended yesterday night. The party in a statement said that 99% of the delegates had cast their ballots for Harris. The first edition of Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Business Summit, was held today in New Delhi. BIMSTEC Secretary General said all member states are coming together and will be meeting in different sessions, including B2B meetings. He hoped that this very first BIMSTEC Business Summit would lead to more intra-regional trade and encourage more investment within the region. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government says diplomatic missions are in close contact with Indian nationals in Bangladesh, also monitoring status of minorities amid unrest in neighboring country. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin dissolves parliament, army implements major reshuffle in senior ranks. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with Fijian counterpart Ratu William Maivalili Katonivere in capital Suva. Indian High Commission issues travel advisory for United Kingdom amid recent disturbances. And in Paris Olympics 2024, Neeraj Chopra qualifies for javelin final. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat advances to semi-finals. in 50 kilogram freestyle. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.